Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here again, Christian Center Shreveport.
Time is ticking.
We've been releasing the prophetic warnings all week. Now it's time to guard our hearts.
Inside,
we must guard our hearts to avoid trying to bring vengeance for the wrongs that are being planned against us.
All right,
this is a foundational word today. Let's listen in.
As in the days of Noah, though we're drinking, marrying, laughing. As in the days of Noah, what a fool, they say, to build a boat on sand. What a fool, they say. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. As in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man.
And there we hear the word of the Lord, the warning. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Well, welcome. It is Thursday. It is September 7, 2023. I caught that yesterday. I actually said January. It was actually September. And I'm afraid that might have been a slip, because if you know anything about January 6th in America, it's quite a day. And I said that yesterday. Maybe it was prophetic and didn't know it. I don't know. Well, God bless you. I pray you're having a good day. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week, just bringing warnings how to navigate through this difficult season that we're in and going through. And I just felt to bring a real warning today, because as I share these prophetic insights and I've played some of prophetic words from other people, what the government overreach wants to do, what the enemy's planning, there's a natural tendency within our hearts to fight in the flesh and not in the spirit, and to desire vengeance on what our enemy's doing. And we cannot do that. We have to guard our hearts to make sure that vengeance is not our portion, because you know that's the Lord's, but it's natural. Don't beat yourself up. It's part of the cry in your heart for injustice, against injustice, and to see justice. We can hate injustice. We can. But when it comes to solving injustice, this is where we need the wisdom of God. And we need his strength and we need his insight. And us posturing ourselves properly is the key. You know, the days of Noah, I was reading in Hosea when it talks about when faithlessness is in the land and God's words not being spoken. It lists all these sins, bloodshed and murder and all these different sins that manifest in a land because God's word is not being declared and spoken and faithfulness is not in the land. And the land actually mourns is what it says. And the land and all of everything that God created is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's us. And it's not groaning for us to bring justice in the flesh. It's groaning for us to manifest as a son of God, partnering with heaven and letting heaven's vengeance come. Now, the passage that we all know so well out of Romans 12, verse 17, let's start there. It says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect for what is right in the sight of all men. And one of the things the plan of the enemy is to entice, manipulate you, intimidate you to respond with evil because of the evil being done against you. I shared it last Wednesday night. I may have shared it this week as well, but pride is one of our weakest issues in our life because it's the root of all sin. But pride is the one sin that Satan doesn't make you feel guilty of. So you feel like you're just in desiring vengeance because what was wrong was very clear. It was obvious to all, and you feel like you have the right, and I do, that we have the right to make it right, to take the evil, turn it around, and do what's right there, forgetting and sometimes eliminating God's hand and forgetting also that God is allowing certain things. One thing we received recently was a prophetic word was that the injustices going on, especially in America, was being allowed by the Lord until all the wicked are revealed that are participating with this injustice. And so that requires patience on our part to allow it all come out. In the midst of it, we're all suffering for the injustices. But when it's all done, we have a more complete work when God's vengeance is released. If we cut it short and we're not allowing God to reveal all that needs to be revealed because we took the case into our own hands and we brought vengeance out of our flesh, what happens is we interrupt the process. So it says, don't do it that way. If it possible, it depends on you. Be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay it, says the Lord. I shared this Sunday because I was questioning God about wrath, because wrath is something the scripture says, Paul tells us, that we're not destined to. Thessalonians talks about that. That's not our portion, is wrath. Judgment, we can go through judgment, but wrath is utter destruction. And I thought about that when I looked at Sodom and Gomorrah, and I said, God, you know, that's pretty rough. That was wrath. And the Lord said, but did you notice what I did? I removed my righteous before I brought my wrath. So Lot and his family, as far as we know, they're those are the only ones we know of, but there maybe there was others, but that he got them out of the city before he brought his wrath. So that's the mercy of God upon us. So be encouraged that way. When we talk about vengeance and wrath, God will protect you. He would deny himself if he allowed the righteous to come under his wrath. Can't do it. He said he wouldn't. He says that's not our portion. So he'll remove us. Now we may lose physical things. Lot lost his home. He lost whatever prestige, business he had in the cities. But he was saved. And now you understand his wife turned back and turned to the pillar of salt. But at least he had an opportunity to be free. And that's the goodness of God. So when we're talking about vengeance here, I'm alluding to this because I've had a dream, and I'm not going to share it today because I'm still processing through. I'm getting some help on the interpretation of somebody that we're believing for some breakthrough in, a world leader. And their impatience slowed the process of what God was trying to do to bring justice. And so there's a time when we don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution. And allowing God's vengeance to come is the most critical thing that we can do in the midst of a negative issue. It goes on to say, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will help burning coals on his head. It says, Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, here's the part of the goodness. Vengeance is his. It's not ours. It's not our portion. It just seems so logical to be it, though, doesn't it? Especially when we have the opportunity. Let's use wisdom. I think the thing I played on Monday was so critical that Dr. Malone gave that explanation of courage. To be wise in this, use other tools that God gives us in order to allow this to happen. We're going to have to stand up against evil. We're going to have to say no, and the consequences can be there for that, but we're going to have to do that. And as we do, then we allow God's justice and God's vengeance to come upon our enemy. The Lord has more desire to bring that against our enemy than we do of doing good to those who do evil against us. And if we would participate with him, I'm trying to remember where it was. I think it was in Hosea as well. He says that our obedience to him, our loyalty to him is greater than our sacrifice. And so when we're loyal to the Lord and our loyalty is tied to this, we trust him and his ways. Did you get that? Paul tells us in Ephesians 4, 31:32, he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Malice is planning revenge. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. I think when we cannot forgive, when we want vengeance on somebody else for doing wrong, what we have done, and the scripture's there, we have forgotten that we were forgiven. That's why he offers mercy to those who give mercy. That's what the Lord does. Proverbs 20:22 says, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. Now, the hardest part about that passage is wait for the Lord. As I shared here a while ago, one of the reasons we are seeing these delays is because God is preparing for a great judgment. And he needs all those that are going to come under the judgment and all the enemies that are going to come under judgment to be revealed, to be, in a sense, caught in their evil. So that when he brings it, he's just. To judge somebody who has not been revealed is not God's ways of doing things. In Leviticus 19:18, it says, you shall not take vengeance or bear grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbors yourself. I am the Lord. The key part there, do not take vengeance or bear a grudge. Bearing a grudge is this whole thing that will eat at you. It'll eat at your soul. It'll eat at your motives. It'll eat at your language, your verbiage, your narratives. It'll eat at it to the point that you are speaking evil and hopelessness to everybody, and your anger becomes your identity rather than being like Christ and allowing him to take care of that. Look, it's a warning. You know, I realize we're all nervous right now, not nervous, but anxious about what the enemy's trying to do, what he's trying to bring back on the earth, all these things that we survived in the last 3 years. He's wanting to revisit. And right now, the indication is that God is raising up a remnant that is going to fight this. That's the vengeance. It's his again. And he will do that. And remind ourselves, Deuteronomy 32:35 says, vengeance is mine and recompense for the time when their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and their doom comes swiftly. Now, that's what will happen. Is if we wait on the Lord, we trust him for the process, their doom comes swiftly. Now, for us, it can't come swiftly enough, right? But we're also forgetting sometimes that how long he was long-suffering with us until we got our breakthrough and begin to receive grace. So as you wish that others would do to you, do to them also, Jesus tells us in Luke 6. And whenever you stand, pray, and forgive. If you have anything against anyone, you go to your Father in heaven that he may forgive your trespasses. I think that's where we go internal first, you know. We must see with our own heart. Paul tells us in First Thessalonians 5:15, see to that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Seek it. But how can we do it? Vengeance is his. The Lord will judge. Hebrews tells us that. And this is the place where we are today. Okay. I hope this helped you. I felt I needed to bookend what I shared Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with this message. Because I'm finding in my own heart, I'm not going to deny that we want to see vengeance and we want to see justice reign and rule, and it will. If it does not, then God is a liar. He says he hates injustice and he loves his justice. The difference is we need to let him define justice and we let him be the one who brings the vengeance, not ourselves. So let's stay low in this hour. Let humility be your guide. Brokenness, recognizing that they are like the grass that withers. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. Think of all the evil people who thought they could rule the world throughout the history of humanity. They're gone. Yeah, we have new ones now, but the others are gone because God removed them. And God is capable of doing now what he has done then. Let's put our hope in him. Let's put our trust in him. And this could go all the way down to your personal life. We're talking about national, international things, but this goes down to your own personal life. Do not take matters into your own hand. Put your hope in God. Put your trust in him. Father, I pray for everybody that's listened this week, that they would be strengthened and encouraged, that you are the one who brings vengeance. It is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to serve and love you, to be good to others, and trust your process to finish what you started. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow, Supernatural Friday. See you. Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening again to our daily podcast. I hope you enjoy this on all our platforms. Please, as we always say, share this with your friends. Let them know about our ministry and what we're trying to do through this podcast ministry to encourage, warn, and help others in the body of Christ. Please check out our new app. It's not new, but it's new format. So go to your app store on your device or phone and download the Christian Center Shreveport app. If you already have it, go check it out. We have some real nice changes. Learn how to navigate through it because we're offering more stuff on our platform. Again, thanks to everybody for giving. You can sow there on that app as well as our website. God bless you. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.